This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's Open for Business. This is Frida Liu, and we're talking about men's shoes today. Sandeep Sali is a trained physiotherapist and has always been passionate about leather shoes. He founded Solace, a brand that offers men's leather shoes with medical arch support and anti-pronation technology. Maybe I got that wrong. The shoes are made of carefully selected raw material, which not only looks stylish, but they also provide the comfort of an orthopedic shoe to your foot. And although they are at the infancy stage, their plans to have their shoes distributed all around the world, and he's here together with Mark Rainer, who is a podiatrist, right? So they're working together on this brand, Solace, and the company is Sili Viroha. Now, this whole idea, I've got to start off with, how did the physiotherapist and the podiatrist get together to start this line?
Good morning. I met Mark 2 years ago, and he was in one of the meetings. And it was by accident. And I realized that he had similar vision to develop something, and he was already doing something similar to what I wanted to do. And we got together over a cup of tea, and then we decided to start something which would be good for the men.
Okay. Yeah. So now with these shoes as well, you're available online in a physical store?
That's right. It's available online. If you could go to our website and buy it online, and they are available in Malaysia in Lot 10 shopping center. Mm. People can come and try shoes there. Online as well, there is a possibility to check what their foot size is and their width of the foot is, and they can buy online.
But you don't normally get a lot of people buying men's shoes online, do they?
Yeah, I think the trend is changing. Many people are now comfortable buying online. There are two aspects of buying online. One is the comfort, and other is security. So now security issue has more or less settled. Now the comfort issue is.
So and for you, what when you look at these shoes, though, you know, I mean, what's important in coming out of these shoes? Because I think of also people with low arch and high arch and all that. How do these shoes meet those needs?
Hi, Frida. Thanks for having us. The shoe was designed to give people comfort. So the original design was not to treat any specific type of problem as we do in our clinics when we are treating people with flat feet or high arches, etc. And so the very important thing that Sandeep wanted was to have a shoe that was considered to be a healthy shoe, but still look fantastic. So it had to have a good design that men would look at and say, wow, I want that, but didn't come with problems that normal, fancy, nice-looking shoes come with, which is corns and a whole lot of other pressure problems on the foot, etc. So right from the start, he wanted the shoe to be really comfortable on the inside, redistribute pressure, and in that way play a role with regards to prevention of foot problems and keeping you comfortable more so than what it was to actually treat specific little problems which may require treatment in a clinic.
Okay, so because most of these shoes, when you talk about fitted or specially fitted shoes, they're usually very ugly.
Yes, very. I've a couple of times in my clinic over the years that I've practiced, I've had people break down in tears when we show them what they ideally should wear. And funny when you talk about it now, but really it is quite an emotional thing for many people. Shoes are part of their persona.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't tell someone change from what you like to wearing this. It affects them.
So this is just men's at the moment. Okay, so and how many shoe designs do you have at the moment?
We have started with 11 designs in two colors. So there are like 22 choices people have. As the time goes by, we are still in the process of making more shoes, and many designs will be in future.
Okay, so the shop actually just started a month ago.
Yes, we started on 1st of June.
About 2 months.
Yes.
And what sort of people do you see coming in? Is it largely locals, tourists?
Yeah, we are in Lot 10, so predominantly tourists come to the shops, but we see a lot many locals, and we see people coming by word of mouth. One person telling other that these shoes are the most comfortable shoes they've ever worn, and they're bringing other people in to try shoes.
Okay, and they're all leather.
They're all pure leather
shoes. Okay, and pricing?
Yeah, they are not. We have tried to price them in the range of what any other elegant normal shoes look like, but they have more than just an elegant shoe because they're very comfortable. They start from 300 plus and they end at 400 plus. Malaysian ringgit.
Right. Because you know, you showed me the shoe a little earlier on and how the insoles, you know, are placed in, and the shoe is actually a little bit higher. Because you can't use those insoles in normal shoes, but it's not obvious in terms of the design.
Yeah, they look exactly the same like any other shoe. Also, because each shoe has a different shape,
right?
The insoles are also made for particular shoes. So they are not generic insoles put into all different designs. So if the shoe design is pointed, the insole also fits exactly there. So it's part of the shoe. It's not that insole is made separately.
Right. And I guess when people can actually go to the physical store, if they go online as well, you actually show them how to measure your length and your width.
Yes. If you ask men when they buy a shoe, you ask them what's your foot size, they will only tell you I'm size 8, size 9. Then you ask second question, what's the width of your foot?
Right.
And they go blank.
Because there never has been an option.
That's right. So like when we wear shirts or any clothes, you have length as well as width. Same is for foot. You need to know your length and the width both. So when the clients come to our shop, we tell them how to, we measure their length and the width, and we tell them which shoe model would fit them better than the other.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so, all about comfort.
Right. Other than, you know, the fact that you have your shoes personally made, is this something that you can find otherwise, you know, shoes of this sort in other places, or are you the first to come up with this whole concept?
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't seen any shoe. I've been wearing shoes for almost 40 years. That tells my age as well. I've never come across shoe like this anywhere in the world.
Okay.
So this is, I would say, first in the world. The way the shoes have been designed, also the way they are scientifically tested. We keep all those scientific reports with it, how this shoe distributes the weight of your body on the entire surface of the sole.
Right.
So these are first of its kind.
Okay, where are the shoes manufactured?
We are manufacturing right now in India and China, but we have identified a manufacturer in Italy, and soon the production will start in Italy as well.
Okay, wouldn't the cost be higher?
Yes, it will be, but some people are very country brand conscious.
Yeah.
But I would say the shoes manufactured in India and China are equally good. In terms of quality,
The technology, the insole, that's sort of made elsewhere.
Yes, because insoles have to be made elsewhere, and the material comes from United States. There's a very specific spongy material called poron. We import it from United States to be fitted in the shoe because that's the most comfortable sponge available or cushion available to make shoe very, very comfortable. And this cushion never sags.
Right. And Mark, you've been in Southeast Asia for a while, so you're used to looking at Southeast Asian feet. We'll talk about that in just a moment, how they're different. I'm here with Sandeep Saili and Mark Reinecker from Saili Viroha talking about Solace, their brand of men's shoes. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu speaking to Sandeep Saili and Mark Reinecker from Saili Viroha. We're talking about Solace, a brand they started 2 months ago, and these are men's leather shoes with medial arch support and anti-pronation technology. So this is I want to find out from you, Mark. You know, you've been in this region for a while right now. How are the feet here? I'm just thinking you'd generally be smaller, but how are the feet here different from what you used to from South Africa, where you're originally from?
So with feet, as I found in my experience, so I've been practicing for about 14 years. And in that 14 years, I've done Singapore, I've done Malaysia, and I've done South Africa. And these countries oftentimes have many people also visiting from other countries. So your practice, you start to see people from pretty much every part of the world. And what you can find happening very obvious is that different regions, the foot structure is quite different to other regions. And I guess it's very similar to the human body. If you look at an Eskimo's structure, and you look at someone from Kenya, the reason why Kenyans can run as far as they do is because of their overall body structure, very lean, very tall, long limbs, whereas Eskimos wouldn't survive in the environment if it was if they had that kind of body. So these different regions with their different climates have different body structures, and and it applies to the foot as well.
Right.
So in Southeast Asia, the foot does have its own unique shape. There are a lot of generalizations about the Southeast Asian foot that are not true, and some are true. It has, there are some people within Southeast Asia too who, given their original origins, the foot structure is also quite different.
Right.
So how we had to go about designing the shoe was really, I know that we can't just do what many companies do, to just grab a last from anywhere and just an Italian last and then just make shoes built on that. What we needed to do was look at it from a different angle. So when we had this shoe built with the orthotic inside, Sandeep wanted me to be the interior shoe designer. And so my job was to, how do we get the inside of the shoe comfortable for the Southeast Asian foot, and then also making sure that anything else we do is comfortable for other regions too. And so we had to redo the entire last. So the company has its own last, which is a structure that shoes and leather gets built around it.
Right.
So it's not just the length or the overall shape, but also the depth. So we needed to make it deep enough to fit this particular type of orthotic in. It wasn't just an insole that we made that then needs to just fit into any shoe that we have, any design we had. So in that way, the shoe is very unique in what it offers for the foot and keeping your foot really comfortable.
So that's called a last.
A last is what the shoe is built around, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, so with people with low arches and high arches, that sort of, it doesn't, does it address that, or does it sort of, you know, is the best fit possible?
The best fit is possible. One shoe can't fit every single person, and that's why there are a couple of different designs to accommodate that. So Sandeep has his different shoe designs which can then accommodate it. But as far as the orthotic goes, we needed to be very, very careful to just find that right amount of support that doesn't push someone with a high arch too far or someone with a flat foot too little.
Right.
And it was really gaining on the database from my clinical experience as to what would be just right to function as prevention, not be a treatment for anything, and just keep you really comfortable. So I think that people with foot problems will find their shoe comfortable. Whether it will be treating the actual problem is a different story. But what this shoe then also allows for is that if you do need something a little bit more specific for a flat foot problem, because of the way the shoe's been designed, the insole, if it was removed, can be replaced with your own custom-made orthotic. And that is a feature that many shoes that you buy in the market, when you remove the insole, it's not thick enough, the shoe's not deep enough, so you don't necessarily have this space to fit in your own custom-made insole.
Right. Okay. So with the brand Solace, though, there are other things apart from shoes. There are wallets and belts.
As long as it's leather, it'll be there. So we're keeping around leather. We're actually looking at, Solace is going to be a very innovative company. This shoe is innovative. We're also looking at how a belt will help people to keep their posture straight. So we are in the process of discussing. We have another partner who's a researcher with us. We sit down as a team and decide what else we want to bring in. Idea is to improve human life. Idea is to improve posture. Idea is to improve comfort of body. So we will not end with shoes. We are doing similar things for wallets and also for belts. So at the moment, generic wallets are available, but we are also in the process of thinking how people take out wallet, how to reduce friction on thumb and the there's a lot of science going into even the bags you carry, the computer bags you carry. We are looking at how to measure pressure on each finger when you carry weight of your bag. So to ensure that the weight is redistributed on all the fingers and you don't feel pressure on one particular finger. So there's a lot more science in these commercial products, right, which no one else has ever thought about. That's so true. As we grow and as we go on, you will see many more new products with scientifically tested and proven technology, and you might call us again for that.
Okay. No. How are you building the brand otherwise, other than us calling you again?
Yeah, we just started. We are looking at getting into newspaper, also doing talks to bigger companies where executives work, giving them lunchtime talk, and then spreading the shoes for them to try. Mm. And if they like it, they can come down and buy from our shoe boutique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And of course, this is a very important question for me. Women's shoes.
Yeah.
When's that happening?
When I met Mark, it was like 18 months ago, mm-hmm, when we started working on these shoes, because there is no gimmick in these shoes. We had to scientifically test them, do insole pressure sensor testing, make sure these shoes are really, really comfortable, mm-hmm, and redistribute the weight of the body on the entire surface of foot. It took us 18 months before we could bring this shoe out, mm-hmm, in the market. We've started working on female shoes, right, and there'll be some good news in 6 to 9 months.
You know, the a very popular brand that you find in pharmacies is where you have these insoles fitted in. It serves a different purpose?
Yes, because now when you're selling the insole as a ready-made piece that is to go into your existing shoe, oftentimes the orthotic doesn't fit the shoe.
Mm.
Not just for length, but for depth, because these orthotics have a certain depth. They've got this little cup at the back and so forth. And if you have a running shoe, a sports-type shoe, and you remove that original insole, then it can fit. But if we talk about men's dress shoes, that's very different. It can become very tight, very uncomfortable. With Solace, again, because we've built it around and the insole is part of the shoe, it gives you a proper ride and it feels much, much, much better.
Because I've tried those for women and they keep slipping anyway.
Right. They move back and forth.
Because it's generic, so it doesn't say which shoe it should fit in, right? So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, because for the insole as well, we had to do the molds. Mm. So each design has its own mold based on size. So the orthotic or insole is part of the shoe. It's not inserted into the shoe. Mm. So you'll never feel that it's an extra insole which is put into the shoe. So it's just part of you.
All right, okay. Very interesting. Do let us know when the women's shoes come out. I'm listening to Sunday Sally and Mark Reinecker from Sally Viroha talking about their brand, Solace. It's open for business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.